Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
High noon on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland-made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount+. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Tulsa King.
It's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our guest, Hondo Carpenter, covers the Raiders. Hondo, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, it's always a privilege to be on with you. I'm looking forward to being up in your neck of the woods, and thank you for having me. I always tell everybody yours is one of the most intelligent sports radio shows in the country, and it's a relief to be on with people who actually understand the game. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. What's been happening, Honda? What's going on with your team, man, with the Raiders? What's their issues going on right now?
You know, the thing is I've said this all along. I think they're a 9-win team. I don't think they're a playoff team unless another team goes through incredible, you know, injuries like they did last year. Like, I think they could steal one in D.C. this weekend that I never had them winning with a healthy Jaden Daniels. So, I mean, if they got some help, I think they could get over 9 wins. But I think they're a 9-win team with a top 15 to 10 quarterback in Geno Smith. And in week one, he was the second-best quarterback in the NFL statistically. He looked phenomenal. In week two, he threw 3 interceptions. And that's kind of what you expect on a quarterback in the 10 to 15 range. They have a tremendous defense. One of the best defenses in the NFL. They've got what I believe is one of the best defensive coordinators who should be a head coach in Patrick Graham. They've got a great offensive coordinator in Chip Kelly and a very young offense. I think they're a good football team. I've got them probably 16 in the NFL, 16th best team, and they're playing like that.
You mentioned Chip Kelly. What are some of the things you've seen that he's brought over after winning the national championship at Ohio State, and maybe some of the differences that you've seen from his time in Philly before to now what he's bringing to the Raiders?
Well, first of all, and this is my personal opinion, but, you know, I think Chip Kelly got really humbled. And you know, my dad used to teach his sons, everybody gets humbled. It's what you do after it happens that defines you. And Chip had a ton of success and believed in himself quite highly.
Yeah.
But after he failed in the NFL, and then you look at what happened at UCLA, he was humbled. And now he's not like he used to be. There isn't an arrogant bone in his body. And I'll tell you a few things I like about him now. If you made this roster, he's got plays in the playbook for you. So literally, everybody on game day has a package. He spreads the ball to everybody, which is pretty phenomenal in today's modern NFL. I love his creativity. For every formation, they've got 4 or 5 plays. So you may be game planning on something he did in week one, and you see it in week two, and your defense calls out what it is, and it's a completely different play run out of the same formation. I love that. The other thing I love is, and this goes back to, you know, him being humbled, is he's really taken his time in teaching now. now it's not blaming every other guy. If something doesn't work, and clearly, you know, it's not his fault. It's, you know, it's my fault. I got to call plays that these guys are ready to execute. And I have been so impressed with Chip, and I'm going to make a big prediction. And you guys, I know, have a long memory, so please save this tape. I believe what he's going to do in Vegas is going to earn him another job. Prior to Vegas, I don't think any NFL team would ever touch him. I don't think an NFL team today would touch him. Mm. But just if he continues on the road that he is here, I believe that this is going to get him another shot at a head coaching job.
Mm. Talking with Hondo Carpenter, covers the Raiders for SI. A couple of guys that are a little banged up, I want to get some updates on. We'll start with the main guy in the passing game, Brock Bowers. He played last week, but what's his, like, what percentage level is he going to be playing at? It didn't necessarily look the same in week two as he did in week one. Is he feeling better this week and he's going to be more the Brock Bowers we saw in week one, or more of what we saw in week two where it wasn't maybe as explosive?
I think he'll be closer to week one than week two, but I don't think he'll be either or. Okay. He's not going to be a static number one, week one, or a static week two. I think he's going to be more like week one. And, you know, last week he was 75% and still had a great game. But he didn't look like Superman.
Uh-huh.
And I think this week he's not going to be Superman, but be more like Batman. And, again, that guy, he is so impressive. And here's the amazing thing, guys. Let's just assume he was the lumber manager at Home Depot. This is the guy that you want your daughter to marry. He is just one of the nicest kids in the world. So incredibly humble. There isn't an arrogant bone in his body. In fact, I was talking to him in the locker room about being the best player at his position. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's tap the brakes. There's a lot of good ones. He goes, I have to watch my film, and I sure don't look like that to me. That's just the kind of kid he is. He's just, mm-hmm. you know, he's in Vegas. He's not at the casinos. His girlfriend doesn't live here. She's in school at another SEC school in Georgia. He's not out at the casinos. He's just in the building lifting, running, and watching film. He is a gym rat and just one of the nicest kids in the world. And I tell everybody, I understand people have teams they root for, and they should. But if you just root for good people, that's a kid you can get your kid a jersey of and be glad your kid likes them.
Good stuff. Go ahead.
The other guy I wanted to ask you real quick is Jaxon Powers-Johnson. Is he going to suit up, and how much of an impact does he have in their run game and pass game on the offensive line?
Yes, I do believe he's going to play. I believe that. But I don't think the Raiders' woes last week had anything to do with him not being there. Mm. So to me, anybody that tells you that, they're looking for excuses. You know, him and Alex Kappa battled throughout camp for the starting job. He won it because Kappa went down. I'm not saying he wouldn't have won it, but the last basically 10 days of camp, Kappa was injured. So and at that time, it was neck and neck. So I do think he'll play. I think he'll be back. But I think it's negligible, 6-1, half dozen to the other, on which one of them plays.
What's been happening with the running game in Jenty? I mean, we know what he's capable of, but last week they seemed to bottle him up.
Okay, I want to stop here, and this will make a good promo, so make sure your producer's running the show. But I have had over 160 requests this week to do interviews.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that I always take your show is because I call it intelligent sports radio.
Uh-huh.
I was on a national show this morning that said to me, why can't Ashton Jeanty run the ball? And then in Uncle Hondo's Reckless Pursuit of Truth tour, I had to basically set out to strip them down before I could build them back up.
Uh-huh.
And what I love about your show is, hey, why isn't it not what's wrong with him? You're smart enough to know the guy can run the ball, so what's the problem? So kudos to you. And this is why, if you're listening to any other sports radio show in your market, you're just literally a moron. So that being said, the issue is teams are stacking the box.
Uh-huh.
And so when you got eight men in the box, I don't care if you're Earl Campbell, Franco Harris, or Jesus Christ. You're not going to run the football.
Yeah.
And teams have made the decision, we're not going to let Ashton Jeanty beat us. And so they haven't. And that's literally been the issue. Are there some things the Raiders could have done different? Absolutely. But when I say different, maybe 25 to 30 yards more a game, still under 100, because teams are selling out to stop the run. They know that Chip wants to run the football. And that works in week one when Geno throws for 362. And if he would have been accurate in week two, they would have beaten the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers only scored 20 points.
Yeah.
And that it was Geno's was the reason they lost in week two. It wasn't the ability to not run the football. So, you know, it's absolutely nothing to panic about.
Talking with Hondo Carpenter, covers the Raiders for SI here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP. Defensively, what do you make of this Raiders defense? And it feels like you look at some of the names on this defense that maybe Washington could take advantage with their receivers against the DBs. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, the defense is the strongest part of the team. Very elite. And so the corners are certainly probably the weakest spot. But go back and look at how they played. Caillou Blue is a super young defensive back who's played extremely well. Eric Stokes, go back to his rookie year at Green Bay. He played at an all-pro level, then got injured, took a couple years to recover, and now he's back playing very well. But that front four, and without Jaden Daniels, oh, Katie barred the door now. Because with Jaden, they would have kept those corners more in trying to keep them in the pocket. That's why maybe you haven't seen – I mean, you've seen four sacks from the Raiders, which is fine. But, you know, two for Max, two for Jonah Lalu. Oh, I forgot Tyree had one, so there's five. But, you know, they're going to – If it's Marcus, they're going hunting. They're coming to the DMV to go hunting. And they should show up in camo like the old Miami Hurricanes. But, you know, they're going to come after him. But it's going to be – I mean, Jeremy Chinn has been a phenomenal addition, a great addition to the Raiders. What a great leader. What a great young man he is. Just a high-quality human being and a great player. The Raiders are going to be fine. I will tell you this, if the Raiders lose on Sunday, and I think they will, okay, I want to make that point clear. I think it's hard to go across the country the way they do, although nobody's had more success than Pete Carroll. But I now think it's a winnable game, and I didn't think it was a winnable game when Jaden was, you know, and if Jaden doesn't play, I think it's a 50-50 game. I think if they were to lose this game, it's not going to be because of the defense. I really don't think Washington will get over 20 points.
Is that the script for their win then? Maybe get the run game going a little bit and make it a little bit of a dogfight, and whoever gets to 20 or 17 wins this thing?
Well, here's what I would say to you respectfully, is I don't think they care if it's a running or passing game. If you look at it, they have tremendous weapons receiving the football. They've got two number one tight ends in Brock Bowers and Michael Mayer. Mayer was the number one tight end in the 23 draft. Brock was the number one tight end in the 24 draft. They got Jacoby Myers, who's the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL, didn't drop a pass in 24. Mm. The guy is simply amazing. So if you want to block, if you want to flood the box, great. They'll throw the ball, and if Geno is acting like Geno, which he is 75% of the time, they'll win. And if he's not, they're going to lose. But I think the script is in the NFL, you want your defense to hold teams to 20 or less points, which they've done in the first two games, and you want your offense to get to 21. I think this will be the first one where the Raiders get to 21, as long as Geno is the 75% Geno that he is most of the time, and I think he will be. And then it's just a matter of, you know, the defense holding them to under 20. Now, if Jaden's there, I think it's hard to hold them under 20. Mm. But I'm going to share something with you guys that I think you'll find very enlightening. I love Jaden Daniels. I like the kid. I like the way he plays. I like the way he thinks. I love every single thing about Jaden Daniels. But when he was coming out, the people, the NFL executives who I trust, were very leery of him. And here's why. They all loved him for the exact reasons I just told you. But where they were nervous of him was the fact this kid, he plays like he's Jack Lambert or Wilbur Marshall. And he doesn't understand with that body frame, he's going to take a beating. But he doesn't care. He doesn't think about his body. He just, this is a kid that would play in a leather helmet. And if he wasn't, you know, a paid, highly paid NFL starting quarterback, he'd be playing in a beer league with Ron Popeil. Remember that guy from that movie about the, you know, the guy who played in the strike year for the Philadelphia Eagles? That's Jaden freaking Daniels. He's the guy you love. But, man, he better learn to protect his body, because everybody said to me, all the people I respect, I don't know if that kid knows how to slide. I don't know if he knows how to protect his body. He is toughness personified. But the problem is he's little. And so if Jaden Daniels can stay healthy, I think that guy's on his way to Canton. But I'm going to tell you what, I just don't think that's part of his mindset. And I love the guy for it. If you're a football fan, you got to have a little statue with a half bathtub in your yard of him, where you're saying, thank you, Lord, for guys like him that aren't thinking about the next paycheck. Just give me the ball.
Hey, we think our lucky stars every day that Jaden Daniels is wearing burgundy and gold. So I don't have to worry about that.
I just love that kid. I love his heart. He is all guts. This is a guy that may be the size of a shih tzu, but he plays like a rhinoceros. I just love his toughness. I love his old school football. I don't care what team you root for. If you don't have a Jaden Daniels jersey, I'm going to question your football IQ. That guy loves the game, and I love me some Jaden Daniels.
Well, Hondo, appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, as always.
Real quick, official prediction?
Assuming Jaden doesn't play, 21-20 silver and black. If Jaden plays, then I think it's a 27-21 Commanders.
All right. Appreciate it, Hondo, and see you over at Northwest Stadium.
All right, bye, guys. Have a great
one. All right, buddy. Take care, brother.
Entertaining as always, Hondo Carpenter joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. I mean, look, the Raiders sound confident coming in here. So, again, like we talked about to start the show, you saw last night, it's any given Sunday, and you saw with a Bills team that was supposedly supposed to blow out the Dolphins came in, gave them everything they could handle.
Don't
expect the Raiders come in here and just fall over and let Washington have their way.
They're not going to do that.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We'll take a look around the NFL coming up next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian here. And if you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rude. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rude's systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rude's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more. That's Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude, it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. You just heard from Savannah. Jaden Daniels going to be out on Sunday. We'll hear what Dan Quinn had to say in just a second. I don't know that anything here is shocking about this. If you want to hop in, 800-636-1067. I think we all kind of assumed, but at least he was able to get on the practice field today in a limited fashion. Maybe makes you feel better about next week.
Yeah, yeah, that does. But I just think it's them being cautious.
Yeah.
You know, as some people were saying earlier, you know, you don't want to rush him back. But my thing was, if he was able to go, he goes. But if he's not, you hold him back. If it was a playoff game and he goes, he'll be playing.
Yeah.
I believe that. So, but I think at this point, they're being smart, and I see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean, they're hoping to make a long run, and this thing is playing into potentially late January, hopefully into February.
Yep.
Week three, I don't think there's any real reason to push things, although you don't want to overlook an opponent, but I think now's the time when you can at least give him some rest and hopefully get him back soon. Here was Dan Quinn just a couple of minutes ago. He's just addressing the media right now. Here's him talking about Jaden Daniels.
I'm not going to go through the entire injury report, but give updates when I can. Jaden was limited today on the field. We decided to start Marcus and said at the beginning we were going to be very diligent on his return to play and make sure we didn't miss any steps. So we're going to be smart, not just fast. And player wants to do everything all the time. That's who he is as a competitor, which I love. But that's how we'll roll. So
it'd be interesting to see. So Mariota's going to start.
Uh-huh.
Is Jaden just going to serve as that third quarterback and be inactive? I would assume that's what you're going to do, just to make sure that in case something happens to Mariota, you're not going to throw him in there just for the...
My dad told my coach when I was supposed to be held out of a game, don't let him dress out.
Yeah.
He said, what do you mean? He said, if he dress out, he's going to end up on the field.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, don't dress him out.
Yeah.
You got to go with Josh back is the backup, and if you want a third guy, have somebody else there. Or
Sam Hartman, I think could be
Hartman. Oh, yeah. Just have a third, the third quarterback be a player that played quarterback.
Luke McCaffrey.
There you go. Bam. Done.
800-636-1067. We found out the news just a couple of minutes ago from Dan Quinn. Jaden Daniels is going to be out on Sunday. Marcus Mariota going to get the start. How confident are you the team can still get the win on Sunday against the Raiders with Mariota starting? You just heard from Hondo Carpenter from the Raiders side that he's pretty confident coming in here if Jaden's not playing, which now we know he's not, that they can get the victory. What say you? We talked about this a little bit earlier, B-Mitch. I feel pretty confident that he can go in there, and to me the big thing is play a clean game on Sunday, and if he plays a clean game and the defense does their job, I think you still walk out with a win.
Well, the question comes to the point, how does he play a clean game? And he plays a clean game if he gets protection, he has support, running game, and then have a defense that's going to play stingy. Just like I said, Jaden needed help. Marcus is going to need help. Everybody got to come to play. This is not just on the quarterback. You know, the one thing about all professional sports, the one that's all about team, it's your defense. I mean, it's a football. You could have an offense that's down. If your defense does nothing, you're gonna lose. You could have and vice versa. So you need everybody to come out and play. So this is for everybody on the squad. Whatever you have to sacrifice tonight, tomorrow night, do it to be ready on Sunday.
Well, so I think it's interesting. You mentioned they got to get the run game going. They're going to be without Eckler, obviously, coming now with a torn Achilles. Ja'Cory Krosky, Merritt Bill, everybody fell in love with him in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen flashes in his first couple of games, but he only got 4 carries in week 2. McNichols going to have to step into a bigger role. Chris Rodriguez seemingly going to be that third back, and it'll be interesting to see exactly what role he has. But I want to see that run game get going, and I want to see them get that established early. And to me, there's questions about whether Bill can hold up in pass protection and some of those things. But if you're running the football, which I think both of us are talking about, they need to establish, he's your best true runner of the football right now. I think they got to get him 12 to 15 carries just to try to get that run game going.
Yeah, but the thing about it, you know, you don't know if he can pass protect unless he pass protects. You know, if you just automatically assume he can't pass protect and you only put him in the game and run the game, you're now giving the defense a key on what you're doing. You still got to put him in on pass plays too. And McNichols has proven he's capable in both of them, running the ball and coming out the backfield. So, You know, I just think that they got they let Brian go and kept the people that they kept. You must have had confidence in them. Show us.
So I think one thing, too, that is going to be big here, I don't think we got an update on John Bates. He did not practice from what everyone saw today.
He said it would be a long shot with John, so I kind of automatically assumed John wasn't going to play.
So I kind of assume both those guys are out. So this is a big opportunity for, one, Ben Sinnott. I think it's a bigger one for Ben Sinnott than maybe Luke McCaffrey because Noah Brown likely going to be out as well. But if John Bates is going to be out, your second tight end is going to be Ben Sinnott. He's going to have to step into a bigger role. And you talk about ability to block. We're talking about winning in the trenches. That extra guy that's going to have to help when Max Crosby's in the game on the right side there, taking on Josh Connerly. You're going to need Ben Sinnott to step up. And maybe this is an opportunity for him.
It could be Ben or it could be Yankoff.
It could be Yankoff. And one thing that's interesting about both those guys, B-Mitch, that I think could help them in this game plan, I don't think either one of those guys are the route runner that Zach Ertz is. Zach Ertz is very... He's a veteran. He understands kind of the leverage and where to get and sitting down in those zones. I don't know that either of those guys have that. But if you want somebody that can just run a quick crossing route, cross the middle, short, get the football in their hands, turn something that's a 3-yard pass into a 15-yard gain, that's what Sinnott and Yankoff are really, really good at. And so I'm intrigued to see when you put them in the game plan and stuff to make it a little easier on Mariota, can you maybe get the football to those guys underneath and let them create after the catch?
Yeah, I mean... I think they're going to run the same offense. I don't think they're going to change the offense up too much. And if Zach can be the guy doing it all the time, one of these guys got to step up. Listen, I know a lot of people are in love with certain players. But if the players aren't performing and making the plays the way they're going to put them in the game consistently, we can't force them there. So the people that are going to get, if you get a chance, we're going to find out who stands up. Everybody gets an opportunity. You hate to get it because of injuries and things of that nature. But everybody gets an opportunity. And when you get it, your job is to make the coach forget about who gave you the opportunity and start thinking about you. So now it's fully in their hands. We're going to find out what both of those guys are made of now.
And then I think, too, this is now up to the big guys on this offense. Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel. We talk about Zach Ertz. The big names in the passing game are going to have to step up. We talked about getting the run going. They need that. But in a third down situation where they need it, this is where Terry's got to win. This is where Debo's got to win. This is where Ertz has got to win and be open and help out your quarterback. Jaden's not going to be out there. They already weren't in sync, and like we talked about.
But you win that on first and second down. It has to be if it's third and long, eight or longer, you got problems.
Yeah.
If it's third and short, you can manipulate it. So they got to win on first and second down to enable all that stuff to happen where – that defensive player don't know what's going on now. If it's third and two, hell, I still may be able to get you on a deep route. But the defensive back can be thinking it might be a running play. He may get caught looking in the backfield. This game is going to come down to the way it's called on offense, not just the individual players going out there making stuff happen.
That's true. Cliff is probably the most important person, right? Yeah. The guy that's coming up with the game plan, make sure you get your guys involved and don't put too much on Marcus's plate. And when he has to make a play, you hope he can make that play.
True.
800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels officially going to be out on Sunday against the Raiders. What's your reaction? How confident are you in Mariota? Let's get out to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up?
What I find so refreshing about this team is compare and contrast to RG3, who I loved RG3. But the team is taking care of Jaden. And with RG3, it just seemed like, I want to play. And they let the youngster go out and play, where now you have a manager that says, slow down, Cal, slow down. You got a career ahead of you. And that's what I like about this. Of course we have to sit him down, and we got a good guy in Mariota. It's like you said, let's see if the team steps up and supports him.
100%. Appreciate it, Ben. Let's get out to Nick in Norfolk. Nick, what's up?
Nick, you're up, brother.
You there? Throw Nick back. Hey, Nick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Can you hear me?
What's going on? What's up, Nick?
All right, gotcha. So I'm just going to take maybe a bigger picture view of this. I think it's a smart thing to obviously sit Jaden, but we know going back to training camp, there were reports that the offense wasn't quite clicking. Terry wasn't there. They didn't play in preseason. Now Jaden missing, you know, valuable practice and game time. Do you guys think that might set the offense back a little bit? Because they weren't looking sharp before, and if he's going to miss time, does this maybe set that offense back?
I don't have time to think about that
right
now. I don't think about this game this weekend. You know, what's going to happen coming out this thing? They're going to make adjustments. But right now, the worry is what's going to happen this weekend. In 2 days, Marcus Mariota is going to be the quarterback. How can they get it moving now?
Yeah.
And I think the ultimate thing is, listen, man, you miss some time, this, that, and the other. Yes, it could set you back. But there are also people that bounce back from it. You know what I mean? They can go out there and still get the job done and keep moving. So I just think that it's a combination of everybody not being there together all the time playing. And as this move throughout the season, they're going to start to click.
Yeah, and I think it could affect things going forward. But at the same point, if he can get back out on the practice field next week and he's ready to go, I'm encouraged by the fact that he was at least able to be limited today. Even though limited might not be anything crazy, maybe he went out there and threw five passes.
Who knows? You today is Friday.
Who knows exactly what he did today, but the fact that he at least did something today makes me feel a little bit better about next week, and hopefully it's a one-week injury. But he's going to be out this week, and this is where everybody else has to step up. You know, Dan Quinn didn't say that there was anything specific on Jaden that wasn't quite there, whether it was the agility or anything. He just said he wasn't there overall, so be interesting to see if he can get back on the field next week. But not going to be on the field this week. 800-636-1067. If you want to hop in, Jaden Daniels ruled out. Marcus Mariota going to get the start. Continue to react to that. What is your confidence that this team can still win with Marcus Mariota under center? We'll continue to take your phone calls and be Mitch and Finley next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP. As you heard just a couple of minutes ago, Jaden Daniels officially ruled out. Not going to play with the knee injury on Sunday. Marcus Mariota going to get the start. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Reacting to that news, also coming up at 1 o'clock, Ask B. Mitch Anything. So get your questions ready for B. Mitch. Right now, though, we're continuing to react to Marcus Mariota being named the starter for Week 3. Again, I feel better. The fact that he was at least able to get in a limited practice, looking ahead to next week, it seems like the team wasn't overly worried, because otherwise I don't think there ever would have been a question whether he could suit up this week. But I think this is the smart play, B-Mitch.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that he's ready for the long haul, and not even just for the long haul of this season, but for the long haul of his career.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're protecting the guy from himself.
Totally. And you got to do that. You know, some young guys are gung-ho. And you're happy about some guys being that way. You know what I mean? I think his teammates know he wants to be out there with them. And that gives them a lot of respect for him, too. So I'm confident, dog.
How much do you think it plays in that seemingly with the offense struggling the first 2 weeks, does that play in, or is it just truly about his health? With the struggles and...
Jaden, I think it's more about his health than it is about the offense struggling.
Because, you know, he's had to run a little bit more than maybe he'd like in the first couple of weeks.
But let's just say hopefully this. This makes everybody understand you got to do your job at a higher level.
Yes.
I mean, I said it the other day where I watch a lot of stuff, man. And when you see how things were going, it's like I know he played great last year. But, like, the first 2 weeks was like, hey, go make it happen. No, he needs help.
Yes.
You know, so maybe, just maybe, it's drawing up better. Maybe, just maybe, other people come with a different mindset. I got to do my part.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes having a guy as good as Jaden makes other people lazy.
100%. Maybe this is a little bit of a wake-up call. Like, hey, everybody else got to pick things up.
Totally.
800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, let's get out to Eric in Gaithersburg. Eric, what's up?
Good afternoon, gents. I'm completely convinced that Mariota's got more than enough talent and football IQ to win the game. What I am worried about is just the thing you were just talking about, whether, you know, the rest of the team is playing at the level that play to, and, you know, is it maybe some of it that they thought that they were, because they had that success last year, that they could just kind of ride on that, or because they made the changes that they made, that they thought that they were better than they what they were. Something's got to spark these guys to play at a better level than what they've been playing. And I think most importantly is that the coaching, I mean, we got to call a better game than what we called last week, or we're not going to have success.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to say real quick is B. Mitch for the Hall of Fame, 100%, and B. Mitch for president, because you know where you stand with B. Mitch, and the country would be a whole lot better off.
All right, brother. Appreciate
it. Take care, guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, 100% B. Mitch to the Hall of Fame. B. Mitch for president might be interesting, but I don't know if that's in your future, Brian Mitchell.
You never know, man.
Let's get out.
You never know.
Let's get out to Greg in Upper Marlboro. Greg, what's up?
Hey, Toby. Hey, B. Mitch. How
what's
you
up,
guys
man?
Doing?
How
you Thank
doing?
You for taking my call. And before I even say all that, I just want to preface it by saying B. Mitch for Hall of Fame. Definitely B. Mitch for president, because if Stephen A. Smith is out here talking about being president potentially and the way B. Mitch took him to task, I definitely will vote for B. Mitch all day. I just want to say I feel very confident with Marcus Mariota going in there to start. It's the Raiders, no offense, but I think we can handle them. I mean, I think, honestly, you could have put Sam Hartman back there, and I still will feel very confident. But, I mean, you saw last season, there really wasn't that much of a drop-off when Mariota played. Just like the last caller said, my main thing is it's got to be a team collective effort. I think we have to really stop them in all phases. We got to stop the run game. Geno can kill you with the pass game, so I think our secondary needs to be on alert. But ultimately, I feel good. I really like our backup quarterback situation. I think, Toby, you alluded to it earlier. Marcus Mariota could have gone to several places and potentially been a starting quarterback this season. So to have him as a backup here and to give Jaden more of an opportunity to rest, I feel really, really good with our prospects. And I think that will win, you know, HTTC. I'll get on the phone now. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, Greg. Yeah, I'm confident that Mariota can get it done.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
played so well when he filled in last year. Again, just kind of a refresher on some of the stats that he put up last year when he had to fill in the regular season, in the games that he had to play extensively. Against Carolina, remember, Jaden went out after the first drive.
Yep.
18 to 23, 205, two touchdowns, no picks. 11 for 34 on the ground. And then Dallas, he played the second half. 15 to 18, two touchdowns, no picks. 5 for 56 and a touchdown on the ground. He's going to be able to fill in just fine. And to think the nice part about this, too, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, obviously Marcus isn't Jaden, but you don't necessarily have to throw out Jaden's game plan. You
yeah.
can run a lot of the same
yeah.
stuff.
Marcus can run, too, now. Marcus is an athlete.
But he loves running.
He may not be Jaden, but he's an athlete. Yeah.
Let's get out to Mike in Maryland. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I totally agree with the previous callers. Mariota, I have a lot of faith in him to go forward. He pulled us out of a couple games last year. My question is what will it take to coach Jaden up to be the kind of quarterback that protects himself like a Russ Wilson, right? Just kind of come down. And obviously he's a competitor. He wants to get every single inch. But just to kind of look towards the future, right, look towards the long part of the game and just get down, right, and protect yourself. I don't – know how coaches, how do they coach that up?
But see, that's the thing about it. He didn't get hurt.
Appreciate it, Mike.
By not getting down. The guy that came from behind with that hip drop tackle that they tell you to not, that they tell the player they couldn't use. Okay? Another time he got twisted up in the pocket. So, I mean, he's not going to ever become a stiff and not move.
Yeah.
You know, if he had been running and tried to run through somebody, I would understand that kind of mindset. But it wasn't that.
The other part about it, too, is I don't know that that's something that you can fully coach out. It's something that you're going to learn as time goes on. Look at the way that Lamar Jackson protects himself now compared to the first couple years he was in the league, right? You just learn this. You learn the speed of guys. You learn where you can get down. In a couple of those situations, it looked like maybe a missed assignment or just a football play that unfortunately results in some sort of an injury, but that's part of playing football. I agree that you'd like to see him protect himself better, but he's not taking the big hits. Now, he got flipped the one time in Green Bay, and I think that one was maybe a missed assignment or something where someone
came in and went for his leg. Hell, you're going to leave the ground when people dive with your leg. You're going to protect your leg.
Yeah.
I will give him something to help him out tremendously. And he start running the ball now. When you're going at a player, dive at their knee.
Yeah.
What's the first thing a guy does?
They're going to jump over.
They're going to protect their knee.
Yeah.
So they go at you go at theirs first.
Yeah.
You change the ball game.
Yeah, and I think he'll learn, too, that some of it is it worth to pick up the extra 2 to 3 yards, or is it worth being available?
Yeah.
And you're definitely going to choose the availability part.
Well, I thought he got that hip drop thing got him the other day. That's what I think happened. I don't think it was him trying to do extra.
Get to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Doing good, man. How you feeling?
B. Mitch, you my guy, man. I agree with you 100%. Here's the thing. The identity of Joe Gibbs' teams was always run the ball, stop the run, protect the quarterback. Even when we had Ivan Gurch, Downtown Charlie Brown, Ottman in the posse. Even in the Super Bowl with Doug Williams, we got MVP Timmy Smith. People forget he ran for 206 yards. So here's my question to you, B. Mitch, since it's asked B. Mitch anything. What's our identity?
Appreciate it, Paul.
We haven't established one this year yet. You know, last year we tried to establish a run, but we were able to get you. Our identity was we were going to be risky. We were going to be aggressive. This year I don't think we've established an identity. But the running game can help. I think if we establish a true running game, that will help out things tremendously moving forward.
Yeah, I think this team wants to control the game in every aspect. They want to control the clock by running the football. They want to control the tempo and intensity by forcing the issue in offense and defense. I think that's how they want to do things, and they just haven't really been able to do that in the first 2 weeks. Maybe more so against the Giants, but definitely not against Green Bay. All right, 1 o'clock on a Friday. You know what time that is. Ask B. Mitch anything comes up next. You want to hop in? 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch anything comes up next. You're on B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.